CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Wednesday, the Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates for the first time in over 4 years. Some lawmakers have been calling it for some time now, since low-income Americans have been impacted by higher rates. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says,
while many believe that the Federal Reserve could cut interest rates by a half of a percentage point, the more likely scenario is for this Federal Reserve to start with a smaller interest rate cut. If the economy, and specifically the labor market, shows signs of distress, the Fed could easily cut rates by a larger amount in future meetings, or skip a meeting if the economy were to remain strong.
New details are emerging as we're learning more about the alleged behind-the-scenes life of rapper and mogul Sean Diddy Combs. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper has some of those details.
Sean Diddy Combs has been ordered held without bail and behind bars in his federal sex trafficking case. Prosecutors say since 2008, he has abused women, hiring male sex workers, and drugging them. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
Combs allegedly planned and controlled the sex performances, which he called freak-offs, and he often electronically recorded them.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
These are serious charges, and he is facing potentially decades in federal prison if he is convicted.
Seized at his homes, prosecutors say, videos, more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant, and AR-15 rifles.
At least 9 people were killed and thousands wounded when small amounts of explosive material secreted in hundreds of pagers used by Hezbollah were detonated. Explosions erupted in several areas with Hezbollah strongholds. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tel Aviv.
Social media shows the devices going off while they were in shops, driving, even walking down the street. Ambulances rushed hundreds of victims to hospitals. The pagers may be small, but the blasts were powerful enough to shred faces, tear off fingers, and injure torsos.
Former President Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail, holding his first rally since Sunday's apparent assassination attempt. CBS News campaign reporter Livia Rinaldi is following
him. The Trump campaign says Trump is going to continue his campaign schedule this week, which includes a stop in Uniondale in New York, that's on Long Island. Then he'll continue to Washington, D.C., and he'll cap out the week in Wilmington, North Carolina.
The baobab tree is known as the tree of life, and its fruit feed a growing global market for natural food and beauty products. But the people picking the fruit in rural Africa say they're barely making enough money to survive, while the cost of the products are more than they can afford. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone answered the question, what would happen if something from South Park came to life?
I'm going down to South Park, gonna have myself a time.
Less than 3 hours after they started taking reservations for Trey Parker and Matt Stone's bright pink restaurant in suburban Denver, there wasn't a table to be had.
We're on our way to Casa Bonita. We're gonna be there very soon.
They've been offering spots for a year-long soft opening through a random lottery, but this was the first time the general public had a shot at eating next to cliff divers and performers in gorilla costumes. The craze began when South Park's creators featured the restaurant in Lakewood on season 7.
There's just one part where you can dress up in old Western clothes and get your photo taken in a fake jail.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Your next train could be shorter, not the ride, the train itself. A new report says the increase in train derailments are related to longer trains. The report found it's worse when trains have a mix of different types of cars. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies. Sunrise temperatures right near 60 degrees with light winds. On Wednesday, tons of sunshine. Light east winds, though, coming off the lake. So we're looking at highs to be very pleasant to the upper 80s, near 80 on Thursday. It's 60 at our studios.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said?
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wausau's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Let's talk about FOMO being a no-go when it comes to investing and managing your money. FOMO, F-O-M-O, means fear of missing out. Now, FOMO isn't all bad. I've known a couple Taylor Swift fans who FOMO'd their way to face value tickets and avoided the $1,000 aftermarket, like me. But when it comes to investing, FOMO can be toxic. History is pretty clear about this. Chasing trends that you hear about on TikTok or investing in hot stocks is not going to pan out over time the way a diversified portfolio of index funds will. I want to check in on my investments a few times a year and let time and compound interest work their magic. Okay, folks, for more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you.
morning sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
I told her all the things I've been dreaming of. Now we're together. every single day singing. Single day singing.
Hang on.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Yeah. bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch him surfing at
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
inside, outside USA.
Australia,
inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing
USA.
News and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter.
Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, brighter.
La, 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 la.
darling, and your daughter loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Children. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Sean Diddy Combs was denied bail and is being held in custody until his sex trafficking and racketeering trial begins. Combs has pleaded not guilty to all charges. CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan says the first public allegations came to light in 2023.
Last November, Combs' former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, filed a lawsuit alleging Combs raped, physically abused, and sex trafficked her during their 10-year relationship.